Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.
Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. We have one of the best tips to make sure everyone gets their gifts on time. Timing is everything, especially when it comes to buying and shipping. It's almost as hard as a Rubik's Cube to figure out. Either someone will get their gift way too early, or you have to explain to them on Christmas Day that their gift is, in fact, on the way. An article in Consumer Reports details a bunch of holiday deadlines for 2018. For retailers, you want to give yourself anywhere from 3 to 10 business days for stores like Amazon, JCPenney, Kmart, Sears, and Target to make sure packages arrive by Christmas Eve. Now, if you're shipping with FedEx, UPS, or U.S. Postal Service, the rules are a little different. The U.S. Postal Service says December 14th is the day to send packages retail ground, but you have until the 22nd to send Priority Mail Express. If you prefer UPS, December 18th is your last day to ship with three-day delivery to arrive on Christmas Eve, but you have until the 21st for next day air. And finally, if you're going with FedEx, December 17th is their last day to ship FedEx ground, but you do have until Christmas Day to receive FedEx same day. But be ready to pay the price of that one. So yes, the 25th sounds kind of far away, but don't let the number of days trick you into thinking you have more time than you actually do. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Jerry Willis. Jerry, Apple is offering some customers a discount.
Hey, Kristen. Apple is supporting our vets. They're opening an online store for military members, and their families will receive a 10% discount on products. That discount will apply to hardware, software, speakers, and accessories. Apple says they want to express gratitude to U.S. troops and thank them for their service. If you love the TV show Friends, you'll still be able to catch the 90s sitcom on Netflix for at least another year. Fans of the show panicked after receiving a notification that the show would no longer be available after January 1st. After much outrage and many pleas via social media, Netflix says they will keep the show through 2019. Walmart will soon be trading its cleaning staff for robots.
Sounds interesting. So how will it work?
The company is partnering with tech company Brain Corp to roll out 360 floor scrubbing robots that will act as janitors starting in January. The robots will be able to clean floors while customers are around. And get this, Walmart has over 5,000 stores in the U.S., so those robots will be cleaning the equivalent of 9,114 football fields.
That's a lot of cleaning. Thanks, Jerry. Time now for the New York Minute with Rosanna Scotto from Fox 5 New York. Rosanna, a legendary Midtown eatery is back, at least for the moment.
It is. So the Carnegie Deli, an iconic restaurant known for its huge, like mega huge pastrami and corned beef sandwiches. They opened in Manhattan back in 1937, but they closed about 2 years ago. However, the deli is back for 1 week only to celebrate the Emmy-winning show, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And the pop-up actually looks as it did in the 1950s. Everything would have been priced as it was in the 1950s. Like, for example, the sandwiches go for 99 cents, and the donations will be made to the Lower East Side Girls Club. Now, the problem is this. You can't get in there. 6,000 people are waiting to go there. The pop-up is scheduled to close Saturday, but they say if they still have a waiting list, they may keep it up a little bit longer. Now, I will want to entice you with the name of one of the sandwiches.
Okay.
The Maisel. It's pastrami, salami, coleslaw, and Russian dressing. Delicious. This is for women who eat not ladies who lunch.
That sounds amazing. All right, so while one iconic spot is making a comeback, another may be on its way out, I hear.
So they're paving Paradise and taking away the Empire State Building, the famous view of the Empire State Building from Dumbo. Now, Dumbo was in Brooklyn, and it's right underneath the Manhattan Bridge. And let me tell you something, it is a tourist area. So many people go there and take their Instagram photos, yours truly too. It's an iconic view that now may be replaced with a quartet of new buildings in Manhattan's Two Bridges neighborhood. Now, it's not just the view we're talking about, but the Municipal Arts Society worries that the projects will impact parking, construction, rent. But face it, what do you want to see? Another tall building or the Empire State Building from Dumbo?
Yeah, and I'm still trying to figure out what Instagram photo I'm going to take next time in New York. Thanks, Rosanna. And some more headlines for you now. Ohio State head football coach Urban Meyer announced he will retire after the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. Meyer has been plagued with chronic health issues, including an incurable and aggressive cyst on his brain that causes horrific headaches. And surveillance footage caught a small plane crashing into a building in Florida and then bursting into flames. According to reports, the pilot declared an emergency just after taking off from the Fort Lauderdale Airport. Sadly, the pilot and his passenger were killed on impact. The plane hit a therapy center for autistic children. Luckily, just one teacher suffered minor injuries that didn't require hospitalization. Now watch as hundreds of Santas hit the slopes in the tiny town of Newry, Maine. It was the 19th annual Santa Sunday, and each skiing Santa must donate at least $20. This year, they raised $4,000. The money goes to support local education and recreation programs. Well, the 2018 Los Angeles Auto Show highlighted some of the coolest new cars when it comes to design, innovation, and trend setting. The new Jeep Gladiator pickup truck is getting all the buzz because it combines the beloved Jeep Wrangler with a 5-foot pickup bed, giving owners the best of both worlds. The 2019 Mazda 3 also made waves with its midstream look and SkyActiv X Sparker compression ignition gas engine, which is too complicated to explain, but it has to do with lean fuel mixtures. The Audi e-tron GT looks eerily similar to a Tesla, but goes 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds and has a 248-mile range. And BMW added a deep three-row SUV to the lineup with their 2020 X7. No passenger is more than 30 inches from a USB port, and it boasts a 6-cylinder turbo engine. I can't even imagine what our kids will be driving in the next 16 years. Okay, let's go to our friend Headcrack now at Dish Nation. He has the hottest celebrity news. So Headcrack, I hear an artist is speaking out against Victoria's Secret.
That's right, Kristen. Singer Halsey shared that her involvement with the Victoria's Secret fashion show ended up disappointing her because of controversial comments made by Ed Razzik about hiring trans or curvy models for the show. She says, as a member of the LGBTQ community, I have no tolerance for the lack of inclusivity. Hopefully next year we'll see some changes. What's one way to get over an ex? Well, with another ex. Ariana Grande is slowly but surely erasing Pete Davidson from her life and body. Ariana covered up one of her many tattoos affiliated with Pete with a tribute to Mac Miller. A tattoo that once said 8414 was a tribute to Pete's dad. Now says Mac Miller's dog's name, Myron. I'm not sure Piggy Smalls is gonna like that. And finally, if you're an Oprah Winfrey fan, then I got some great news for you. On December 17th, ScreenBid will be auctioning off 48 official studio audience chairs for the Oprah Winfrey Show. Asking bid starts at less than $100, and the proceeds will benefit Oprah's Leadership Academy Foundation in South Africa. Hopefully someone left a car key under one of those chairs. Anyway, that's today's Dish. Until next time.
Well, everything Oprah touches turns to gold, right? Thanks, Headcrack. For the latest celebrity news, make sure you watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings. We have a very special guest here to help us break down some of today's biggest stories. You may know him from the hit show Loveline. He's board certified in internal medicine and addiction medicine. It's Dr. Drew Pinsky. Dr. Drew, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. This is fun.
Well, we cover a lot of stories in a short amount of time, so
yes,
you ready
you
to
do.
Go?
Yes, you do. Let's go. Let's do it.
All right, so first up, researchers have begun the first clinical...
Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.
Trial of a contraceptive gel for men, and all the ladies say amen, hallelujah.
Not just amen, like about time,
right? Yes. So here's how it works. Volunteers apply the gel to their back and shoulder area every day to lower their sperm count, essentially making them infertile after about 5 months. And then the next year, they get it on and see what happens.
Well, here's the problem. Is that what's significant about this is a topical hormonal gel. It's essentially testosterone.
Yeah.
And men, you've got to give them a large dose of hormone in order to suppress the sperm count. We take a lot of testosterone. We worry about things like vascular disease and prostate cancer.
Yeah.
So the jury is still out on this. It's still about time, but I don't know about this one. For somebody my age, it's probably good, but for the younger man, I'm not sure.
But still, every time one of these comes up, I can speak for the ladies here.
Of course.
We're like, yes. Yes.
No, of
yes,
course. Let's call it what it is. It's sexist not to focus on a male contraceptive.
All right. Very nice. Well, let's keep it moving. In our next story, an ad agency created a smart dress, a very cute dress, by the way, with sensors to track how often women were touched. In less than 4 hours, three women were groped 157 times.
I love this because I think technology is going to help us solve some of the problems of misbehavior.
Yeah.
I mean, if people know they're sort of being monitored and watched, maybe they'll get their act together a little bit. So I like this. I hate that women have to go through this.
Obviously,
I mean, now this was in Brazil where I guess they complain this happens a lot,
86%
right?
of women report being, groped in a club.
I want to believe we're better than that in this country, but tell me, are we?
You know, it's been a while since my clubbing days, Dr. Drew, I must say.
But were you to go out now, you to go to the clubs, you'd expect to get touched,
club
right?
Club couch. And I do get cuddled up by a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. But I will say, when I did used to go out, it's an issue.
But we should be asking permission to touch. Literally, is it okay if I touch you? Do you mind? And if it's no, it's fine. That's it, period.
Yeah.
Now the dress will help you do that.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too.
All right, here's a holiday story that's a little bit controversial. But first, Dr. Drew, we should invite all you parents watching to dismiss your kids from the room. So some parents in New Jersey were outraged when a substitute teacher at Cedar Hill School told a first grade class that Santa isn't real.
Oh,
I know, which obviously we know.
You choked on that.
Santa is real.
Of course.
So how dare this sub-teacher say that?
But how dare she lie like that to first graders? It's how weird, too.
That's what I'm saying.
These are personal myths that the parents should decide when and where to do this. It's very intrusive for a first grade teacher.
Right.
I am with you.
They'll
on
grow
this
up one.
One
day.
Now, and one day, though, somebody's going to have to tell you about Santa. I won't do it today, but someday we'll have to have a little talk about it, okay?
I'll grow up one day.
One day. Not now.
But this last story, speaking of hitting close to home, we've all been done dirty in a relationship before. So if you've ever been jilted, listen up. Just hours before her wedding, an Australian bride received screenshots of her fiance's text to another woman. Scandalous text, too. Instead of canceling the wedding, she walked down the aisle and read all the texts to their family and friends.
It literally makes my stomach hurt to think about that. How awful for her, right? Words I shouldn't be speaking on television that would describe this guy. And it really kind of disturbing to me.
It's revenge at its finest as well. She goes up there and she says, "There will be no wedding today." And then she starts reading.
I like the way Kristen just loved her
revenge
for it. Be careful with this one. I'm just saying, be careful. If you do her wrong, it's like, okay.
It's because I never got to do anything like that. Not that I ever want to, but there's something in me that's just like, yes.
Listen, let's be fair. To be fair, it's not just men that do this. Women do too.
You're right.
Men do it more, I suppose.
You're right.
But I am 100% with you. Here's the bottom line, everybody. You reap what you sow, right?
Yeah.
And when it comes to behavior, you reap what you sow. Don't think for a second you're going to get away with stuff.
There are consequences.
Exactly.
Yeah. Dr. Drew, I had so much fun hanging out with you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming. And you can go to drdrew.com to check out his family of podcasts. You will love them.
Boff, Jiggly, Guffaw. Are you laughing yet? Well, you should be. According to researchers from the University of Alberta, those are three of the funniest words in the English language. The full list also included upchuck, bubby, and yaps, with giggle, wriggly, and puffball rounding things out. Humor is subjective, but after having participants rate the hilarity of 5,000 words, researchers noticed a few common themes. Funny words were more likely to contain the letter K, as in quack, or Alka-Seltzer, or an ooze sound, as in ooze or caboose. Funny words often dealt with sex, bodily functions, insults, swearing, partying, or animals. And the more of those boxes they checked off, the funnier they were likely to be. And they were also more likely to tickle the funny bone the less real they sounded. For example, cattywampus, pronk, and cabotage, which surprisingly doesn't mean sabotage via taxicab. Look it up. And 'tis the season for holiday house guests, but before you trim that tree to prepare for your fam, Paige Failing from Fox 46 Charlotte is here with some tips to keep your Christmas sneeze-free and safe. Hi, Paige.
Oh, you might just have to call me the Grinch, because I'm here to tell you how your Christmas tree can kill you. Not really. But for allergy sufferers, the respiratory issues, the watery eyes, all those other symptoms that can come along with all that Christmas cheer just might feel like the death of them, unless you follow a few tips here for some allergy-free cheer. Now, if you are a live tree kind of kid, like I am, but you don't want to get hosed by the mold and pollen that your holly might have, let that water work for you. Give it a little spray down, a little dry off before you bring it inside. Gloves and sleeves will help sap from sinking into your skin. And towel off the trunk with a mixture of bleach and warm water to take care of any other unwanted outdoor elves. For the faux lovers among you, be sure to store your stash in a cool, dry place, de-dust decorations before they hit the branches, and the only frosty around should be everyone's favorite snowman. Those aerosol chemicals will put you on Santa's naughty list quicker than you can say, keep your Christmas allergy-free. Kristen.
All great Christmas tree tips. Thanks, Paige. Now let's go to the New York Post, where Heather Hausworth has a new report. Heather, it sounds like there's trouble at City Hall.
Thanks, Kristen. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is under fire for his poor stewardship of the city, and chaos seems to be the common thread. The mayor is refusing to apologize for mishandling a snowstorm last month that was actually pretty mild, just 6 inches of snow, but it somehow stranded thousands of commuters, and many people could not get out of the city. In response, the mayor fired the head of his emergency management agency, but there is one wrinkle. He is refusing to go, leaving the department in limbo. The mayor's wife is taking some heat. She just hired two new staffers funded by taxpayers, which brings the first lady's team to seven, higher than previous first ladies. De Blasio has defended his wife's role.
And I hear things have also been tough for commuters.
Well, sadly, yes. Adding insult to injury, New Yorkers who ride the subway daily continue to suffer constant service delays. And now, to save money, the Transit Authority plans to cut its maintenance budget, meaning fewer, hotter, and filthier trains in the future. It's not like the mayor takes the subway himself. He gets chauffeured to his gym workouts in an SUV instead. Must be nice.
Well, it sounds like they literally can't keep the trains running on time. Thanks, Heather. I don't know about you guys, but my phone is always dying, which is why we have today's top 30 steal. A Liz Claiborne charging wristlet at a special 60% discount. This is perfect for keeping your phone charged on the go. It has a universal charging station that's compatible with Android and Apple devices, and it even protects your phone and credit cards while you're out. There's an interior lining with RFID data theft protection. The purse is made from vegan leather. There are three pockets and four interior card slots, and it's available in five fashionable colors. The Liz Claiborne charging wristlet retails for $50, but today you can buy it for just $20. That's a 60% discount. And you can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. The holiday season has arrived, and that means it's time to dust off classic albums from the likes of Michael Bublé, Elvis Presley, and Darlene Love. With more on new music making a play for your Christmas listening, we're joined by New York City radio host Mike Adam. So, Mike, I hear a few superstars are getting into the holiday spirit this year.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, but two of my favorites are from John Legend and the other one's from Gwen Stefani. John put out A Legendary Christmas, and he's even touring to support it. He's got 8 classic Christmas songs on there and then 6 original ones. And then Gwen Stefani, she came out with a deluxe edition of her 2017 album, You Make It Feel Like Christmas. She added 5 new songs, and 2 of those songs are originals. Let's play Secret Santa through the
night. You're the only one that I'll invite. And while Mariah's All I Want for Christmas is storming back up the charts as always, any other holiday singles we should be listening to?
Totally. I love Allie Brooks' cover of Last Christmas. Apparently, that's her favorite Christmas song, and she wanted to record it and put it out for quite a while. She actually just performed it here in New York the other day for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and she did a great job. And then we got to talk about Katy Perry's Cozy Little Christmas. It's an original song, and dare I say it, I think it has the potential to become a classic Christmas song. Sure, it's madness, but it's magic. A little fun factoid about that, she wrote it about a Christmas she spent in Copenhagen with her family.
If only all our family Christmases inspired hit songs. Thanks, Mike. All right, well, with the holidays, the year's end is also approaching. And do you know anyone who has kept their New Year's resolution this long? If so, you may be able to count them on one hand. A study shows that many Americans are actually abandoning their attempts to be healthy until 2019. But this study done by Herbalife and OnePoll and featured in the New York Post also showed some very revealing numbers about holiday indulgence. 45% of Americans said they will wait until after the festivities to pick up healthy or clean eating. 55% will or would break a diet for the sake of a home-cooked holiday meal. The average person will overeat on 13 different days between Thanksgiving and the New Year. The average person gains 6 pounds in holiday weight. And finally, only 12% will not gain any weight at all during the holiday season. So when mom brings out all those holiday goodies, remember, only you can prevent those pesky pounds. And that's it for today's show. Thanks so much for watching. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. A new report says that crashes from electric scooters are on the rise. Plus, why a popular mattress company was accused of spying on sleepers. And when one man wanted to propose to his beloved, he decided one engagement ring just wasn't enough. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.